Hello and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter, the podcast on 80s music. This is series 6, episode 13. And the reason it's 13 is that we are on now, that's what I call music, volume 13. So, hello Rebecca.
Hello Dad. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, we're getting very near the end now of the 80s nows.
Yeah, and I've actually mentioned that. You can really tell we're getting towards the end.
And I'm saying you can probably tell the difference in music, especially on this one.
Yeah, definitely.
As you're getting a bit of the real house and what have you now.
Hip hop. The raps come in.
Yeah. So we're definitely changing. Okay, yeah, so what did you think of it? How many number ones?
I've gone with 3 number ones.
Okay.
So I went for The Only Way Is Up, Don't Worry, Be Happy, and I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles, Proclaimers.
And what, sorry?
The Proclaimers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah?
I'll let you know you were right with 3.
But you can let me
know. So we'll find out later if you're right with the artists and the songs. Okay. But you're right with 3 number ones.
Ooh, that's a first. Yeah. I wonder whether one day I will get them all right. That'd be a miracle, wouldn't it?
Well, you might have got it done today.
I doubt it.
You're halfway there. You got 3. Have you got the right 3?
Get the numbers. I have got the numbers right quite often. Mm. But I doubt I'll ever get the songs right. That's hard. Uh-huh. And obviously, it's an opinion as well, isn't it? Like, what ones you think are big songs, what ones you think are. So it is really hard. So this week,
especially when you think, and also, I mean, I'm looking at it, and I'm not biased. I am biased, but probably the one song on here that stood the test of time, I would say, is
Erasure,
A Little Respect.
Do you want to hear?
And you haven't said that's number one.
No, and I was going to, but I feel like I remember when we did Erasure that it weren't, and that's either really bad memory or really good memory. But I had.
They did have a number one. I'll let you know. They did have a number one.
Yeah, but I feel like it weren't that one. And then I would have said 4. I did nearly put it, honestly. I had that, swear to you, I did write it and then I got rid of it. So if that is, I'm right. I guessed it right. But only to me. And it has to stood the test of time, because do you want to hear something funny? Weird thing is, today, I was at work and I was in, so I work in a nursery, and I weren't in my room. So I work in the preschool. I was in the room down from me, helping out with one of the children in there. And one of the people that work there walked through the room, and I got the back end of her conversation where she was talking to one of the girls in the next room, going, "Oh, have you not heard A Little Respect by Erasure?" So my ears perked up. I went, "Yep, I have. Great song." And she was talking to the one of the girls next door that are a bit younger than me. And she was like, "You've heard it." I went, "Yeah, love A Little Respect." Then we both started singing it. So that happened like legit today. Legit. Mm. So yeah. Has to be.
She didn't say that I've actually been listening to it this week.
Oh, no, I just go on like a whole thing of I do a podcast with my dad, and then everyone goes, where can we listen to it? I tell them all. And then they either go and listen to it or they just humour me. But yeah.
Yeah.
I do know someone that does listen to it. But anyway, this week there have been it started off strong. So many recognisable and iconic songs. Very good vibes to start off. It did have a chilled section, like after. but it didn't take away from it. You know, like sometimes you can be like really uplifted. Like I remember when we were doing like the previous seasons where I would do like one artist and have like 20 of their songs, and their songs would be very up and down. With a compilation, that's a lot easier to go up and down because it's a different artist, so different feels and different reasons behind it and all of this. And I just feel like this Now compilation, right, so Now 13, was a really good flow. They had they got it down, even with adding in like your hip hop and your rap and your house, even with those, like moving on from the 80s, they did have a really good flow in Art of Noise, just no, and I don't understand why Tom Jones did a song with them. I do still question hip hop and house. I really don't think they're for me. But the ones in here weren't awful. And yeah, I said you can tell we're getting to the end of the 80s, but I really think they're transitioning well. And obviously it didn't go the 80s end, the 90s start, and a whole different vibe and genre and everything was going on, because as we found at the beginning of the 80s, you still had a bit of disco in there. So I do know that going into the 90s, you would have still had some of that pop sound in there. But I do think the additions that are creeping in are being mixed in with these Now tapes really well. So hats off. So yeah.
Okay. So it was released in November 1988. And
we are getting to
It was a number one, and it's the only one to have to do this. It was number one on both the album chart and the compilation chart. Because the compilation chart has now just started, so all the rest of the Now albums released from now on will be in a compilation chart. So and obviously all the ones before this were in the album chart, which is with, you know, artists.
Yeah.
So the artists have obviously, they've realised it's not fair on the artists that compilation tapes. So everyone's going to buy it because it's like you can get all your best songs on one, like your own mixtape. I mean, there's always one or two you don't like, but you'd still buy it anyway, wouldn't you? Rather than buying a whole album just for one song or two songs, unless you're a fan of that. So they've now bought out a compilation chart for soundtracks of movies and obviously the Hits album and Nows and you. So they'll have their own album chart for compilation. The artists will have their own chart, or they will stick with the album chart. So this is the only one. So it got to number one, and it got to number one on both the charts.
Right. So two questions. One is all Future from like 14 up now. They didn't get entered into the album chart. Only the
No, they were just on the compilation chart.
Okay. And question two, when an artist releases a best of, is that still considered an album?
Oh, that's a good one. See, I would say it's still an album, yes, because it's just their music. So it's a compilation of their music, but not a, so yeah, I would say, be interested to know what's on future compilation charts.
Because
I couldn't find the compilation chart for this. I could only find the album chart.
Can you find compilation charts?
I'm hoping going forward we'll be able to find them, and then we can have a look. So next week when we discuss volume 14, which will be on a compilation chart, hopefully I'll be able to find that compilation chart and we will see what else is on it.
I was going to say, because you must be able to see compilation charts.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you can see them. It just keeps giving me this week's, and I don't want this week's, so I keep putting the dates in. So, and it keeps saying that it's not available, and I'm thinking, well, it says that it's number one on both. So it might have been number one into 99, because it was released in November. It was still number one at Christmas. So it may have been that come 1989, they introduced produced the compilation, and it was number one on that when they introduced it. So right. That is what I'm thinking has happened. I haven't looked at.
You're putting the November date.
Yeah.
Compilation might not have
been December. Yeah. So I've just put in 1988, and no.
Yeah.
So yeah. So yeah, that was released in 1988, and as I say, got to both number one on the album and the compilation. I think the compilation may have been in beginning of 1989. It was re-released in November 2022. Where now had the top three.
In what month did it release, sorry?
November 2022. So we had at number one, now 113. At number two, the re-release of now 13. And at number three, now that's what I call Xmas, Christmas.
I was going to say it'll be a Christmas one. That's why.
So
I
yeah, it was. So it's in the. So it's the top three. Also, in 1988, at the end, ready for Christmas, Hits 9 was released. Although it wasn't hit, it wasn't branded as Hits 9. It was rebranded as the Hits album. So it wasn't like Hits. So you had the Hits album as number one. But since then, we've had Hits 2, Hits 3, Hits 4, Hits 5, Hits 6, Hits 7, Hits 8. They've now rebranded, and they've gone back to the Hits album. But there's no number apart from on the very small bit of the catalogue number.
Where it says Hits
C9. Okay. So cassette.
I was going to say, how do you know that it's a...
So that's the catalogue, Hits... C for cassette 9. That's how you know it's Hits 9. There is nothing on that album that says Hits 9 about it.
No.
So as you can see, they only had 30.
Oh.
And they've always known for the 32.
32, yeah.
So this was their lineup. And then I'll tell you where they're obviously, you know they weren't number one because that was now 13. So, and they released after them as well, and they still didn't knock them off number one. So we had Wasps, Cat Among the Pigeons. They're big group, pretty much on every Hits album. A-ha with You Are the One. Kim Wilde, Never Trust a Stranger. Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine, 1, 2, 3. Debbie Gibson, Foolish Beat. The Pasadenas, Enchanted Lady. And Prince, Wish You Heaven. Then side two was Enya. Orinoco Flow.
Yeah.
Krista Burr, Missing You. Fairground Attraction, Find My Love. Deacon Blue, Real Gone Kid. Everything But the Girl, I Don't Want to Talk About It. Tanita Tikaram, Tryst in My Sobriety. And Robbie Robertson, Somewhere Down the Crazy River. Then we come on to side three of tape two, so side one. Yaz, then one Yaz of also on now 13. But this is their second hit, Stand Up For Your Love Rights. Matt, well, this is that was just Yaz rather than Yaz and the plastic population. This is just Yaz, yeah. Stand Up For Your Love Rights.
Okay.
Matt Bianco with Whap Bam Boogie. Royal House, Can You Party? The Funky Worm with The Spell, Get Down With The Genie. Craze with The Party. Samantha Fox with Love House. Catherine White with The Way You Love Me. And Rick Astley, She Wants To Dance With Me. We then go on to side four. Whitney Houston, One Moment In Time, which was the Olympics theme.
Oh.
I only know because I bought it. Bill Withers. Lovely Day. Alexander O'Neill, Fake, 88. The Bangles, In Your Room. Angry Anderson, Suddenly, which was the theme, the wedding theme from Neighbours for Charlene and Scott, otherwise known as Kylie and Jason.
Yeah.
London Beat, 9 a.m, Comfort Zone. And another one who's on now, 13. The Proclaimers, This Is Their Sunshine on Leith.
Forget and that then, they're not a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, and then as with some of the hits albums, because they haven't got a Christmas hits album for whatever reason, they have their normal Christmas song on here, and it's Chris Rea, Driving Home Christmas.
Great.
And that charted at number 5.
Oh, that's quite low.
It's very low when you think that it's Christmas. So
can you see what beat that?
I'm just going on to the album chart now to get the actual chart, because I would say...
And then the Now 13 and the Hits 9 would have been released at the same time because of Christmas. So they would have been in the same chart, yeah?
And funny enough, Christmas Day was on a Sunday. So the Christmas number one would have been announced on Christmas Day that year.
Oh, wow.
Or at least a single. It wasn't a big thing.
Yeah.
With the normal charts. Okay, bear with me, because it's very fiddly. Because you have to put in a calendar and and then sort of hope for the best. So number one went after the... Oh, no. Was Cliff Richard Private Collection. So number there we go.
That was number one.
No, not for this. It was. It peaked at number one, but come Christmas chart, it was number two. So it was number one when it was released in November, remember?
Mm.
It was released in November. Got to number one, was number one for... It said last week it was number two as well. So Cliff Richard last week, number one. So, yeah, so it was number one for 3 weeks. And then, funny enough, it went back to number one the following week.
But then when Now got released.
Yeah.
Was Hits released at the same time?
No, that was released in December. That's what I'm saying.
Right,
so Now was released in November. This was released in December. So we go Cliff Richard. Was number one. This is the Christmas week. Now That's What I Call Music. Volume 13 was number two, but had been number one. Then you had the Greatest Hits of Fleetwood Mac, number three. And then you had Kylie Minogue with Kylie, number four. And then the Hits album was number five.
Right, okay. God, they got beat by Kylie. That says a lot.
Well, she was big then, you got to remember.
Yeah, but...
Yes. So that's the Hits album, otherwise known as Hits 9.
Yeah.
And it's funny, they rebrand next week.
Are they back to...
next week or it'll be the week after. They're back to just the Hits album.
Oh, yeah, but it still says the Hits album 10.
Yes, still the Hits album.
But Hits and a number. Like they've put
the
album.
Whereas it before it's Hits tape. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's that. So we will now move on to Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 13. 32 tracks with three number ones. So side one, 8 tracks. Here we go. We had Yaz and the Plastic Population with The Only Way Is Up. And that got to fun.
See, I knew that. I remembered that one. Are you proud of me? I actually remembered that.
Well done.
When that came, I was like, I remember this being a number one. I remember having the conversation with Dad. Don't ask why. That's the only one I'll probably ever remember. But yeah, I actually remember that one being the number one. So I kind of knew that one would be right. I'm unsure on the other two. And you've made me worry that I second guess myself with Erasure, but I find that out very soon because it's on this side.
Well, next we got Womack and Womack with Teardrops. That great was song. Number three.
Great song. That's another iconic song, I just think. It's very, See how strong we're starting off?
Yeah. And then we have Erasure with A Little Respect. Surprisingly, only number
four. See, I do listen. I knew that wasn't, because do you know what? I'm pretty sure if you go back, if you all go back to whatever episode we did Erasure in, I predicted that as a number one and was fuming that it wasn't. So I remember. Mostly because I have emotional attachments.
Well, if anyone wants to go back and check, it was Series 2, Episode 20. And you don't have to listen for long, because they were the first band we discussed.
Oh, was that how long ago we discussed it, right?
Episode 20, Series 2.
Wow. Yeah.
There we go. I'm just trying to see above them. As I say, it's quite surprising there are any number with respect. And
doesn't matter though, because they stood the test of time. Where's that song?
Oh, yeah, and they're still going, you know. And it's funny if you think about the duets of that time. OMD, they split up for a bit. Tears for Fears, they split up for a bit. Eurythmics split up, having obviously got back together. Erasure and the Pet Shop Boys have never split up. And they're both still going strong to this day.
Oh, yeah, Vince Clark did all of his other groups beforehand.
Yeah, Depeche Mode, Yazoo, Assembly. He, you know, just moved on, but
I always forget that he was Depeche Mode.
He started him off. He was the founder I can't think who it was who founded him with him.
Always
not Wilder. Wilder replaced him. Wilder replaced him. It's the other one who unfortunately died not that long ago. Above them were at number one, One Moment in Time, as I said, is on there. Don't Worry, Be Happy, which is here. And
which I've also got on here.
Which is also on here. They were above Little Respect.
So now I know that Don't Worry, Be Happy.
No. It's got an arrow going up. So this week it's gone up to number two. Next week it could go up to number one, so you don't know.
Okay, all right. Okay. There is an arrow. All right.
Okay.
Oh, do you know what I didn't? I didn't tell you to find out. Sorry. Only because we're getting to one. The artists that I think I've not had. And there was quite a few this week.
Oh, yeah, there were. Because these were like the one-hit wonders, to be honest, in the late 80s, where people were just coming out.
Breathe. I don't think I have Breathe, but then I almost didn't.
No, you probably didn't. No, I don't think so.
The Hollies.
Well, they're a group from the 60s, and we'll come to that when we come to this.
We get to that song, okay. Chubby Checker.
Again, he's a an artist from before.
Okay. Yellow.
Who?
Yellow.
Yellow. Yeah, you ever, did you not have that?
I don't know. Yeah. So this one, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we'd have definitely done them because I like yellow. Okay, I like yellow. Yes, you did. You had them in series 3, episode 9.
Right. With Tapal. I did wonder.
Funny enough, you had them with All About Eve, who's on here. You probably just remember the firm with Star Trek in from that series, that episode.
No, Tapal.
Yeah, I was joking about
that. Because I don't like Star Trek. Yeah, that was awful. Yeah, that took me a minute. D-Mob. Did I have D-Mob? I put a question mark next to that one.
Yeah. Series 3, episode 10, with Inner City. You had all of the all of this lot, really. Cookie right. Crew, Cold Cut, Mars, Inner City, Essex, D-Mob, and Pepper.
Oh, so okay.
All the rat stroke house.
And then Jane Wiedlin.
Yeah, I haven't even heard of her, if I'm really honest.
Okay.
So I'm just going to look up Breathe, because I don't think they had any other hits. No, they had one top 40. They did have 47 UK top 75s, but only one UK top 40, which obviously was this one. And now for Jane Wildling. Wildling, I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll put a G on the end. It's not a G.
Yeah, mine automatically corrected it to that when I was writing it down on my phone. It's not, and I was like, no, whatever it's called, welding. I think it corrected
Wildling.
Yeah, something like that.
She only had one top 40 hit as well. And her other one was at 64, which was a follow-up.
Right, okay.
So that's why you've been introduced to them on the Now compilation, because for some reason Now put them on.
Yeah. Ain't that mad how they choose them out of probably like all the people they could?
Yeah, yeah. And Chubby Checker, just so you know, was from the 60s, but we'll come to that, and the same with the Hollies.
Okay.
Okay, so where'd I get to? The Christian, Harvest for the World, number 8.
Okay.
UB40, Hue and Cry, Ordinary Angel, number 42. So it wasn't even a top 40 hit.
Oh, that's not a top 40.
No. Then we have UB40 featuring Chrissy Hynde, Breakfast in Bed. And that got to number 6.
That was a good one. And I'm not a UB40 fan. But that was
you enjoyed that.
Mm.
Then we have...
Also, these few are like the calmer, like section that was on about the chill out.
Yeah. I can understand.
It didn't take anything away.
Although you say chilled out, plus the only way is up.
No. I mean the ones that so like Ordinary Angel, Breakfast in Bed, She Makes My Day, what you're about to say now. I mean these ones, not everything you've said. These ones now.
Okay, I'm with you. So then we have Robert Palmer, She Makes My Day. That got to number 6 as well.
Okay.
And then we have Breathe, Hands to Heaven, number 4. Mm. Yaz, just so you know, that was a cover of Otis Clay's The Only Way Is Up from 1980.
It's a recent cover.
Yeah, I don't know what it sounded like. This sounded like a late 80s track, not a early 80s.
Yeah.
So I wonder what that one, I haven't looked at it, to know what Otis Clay's version sounded like from 1980. The Christians was a cover of the Isley Brothers, from 1970, and they got 10 with Harvest for the World.
Okay.
UB40s, that was a cover of Dusty Springfield, hence they had Chrissie Hynde.
Right.
Of Dusty Springfield. That was from 1969. And that was it from that side. So now we're going to side two with another 8 tracks. And we have Phil Collins, A Groovy Kind of Love. And that was...
That was what, sorry? Number...
Number one.
I'm fuming! Because Phil Collins can do no wrong. Like, no wrong. And when I, like, listened to it, I was like, oh, any good? Like, he's just really good.
Yeah. However, this was a cover.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
This is a cover of the Mindbenders 1966 hit, and they got to number 2. And it was featured in the film Buster, which is why obviously also released from that too, which was his.
Right.
This was from the film, and obviously Colin starred in Buster as the character of the film. So he did the soundtrack as well, and this was one of the songs from it, which was a cover.
It is a good song. I mean, okay, yeah. I'm not mad.
Okay, well, we got one more to find, and you said the next one would be number one. And that was Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. We know it was number two at least, because
I said just now with
a little
there.
Respect. And you're right, it never got above number two.
I think you're right with the Proclaimers.
We then have Art of Noise featuring Tom Jones with Kiss. Oh. And that got to number 4. It was actually a cover of Prince's 1986 hit. And Prince himself only got to number 6.
Well, that's just diabolical, isn't it? I just don't understand. Why did Tom Jones do it? Like, because Art of Noise are just absolute pants.
Well, they got to number 5. Prince got to number 6.
Yeah, well.
Brian Ferry, Let's Stick Together, number 4.
Okay.
The 80s Girl, Kim Wilde, very synonymous with, if you was to ask most to name the 80s, her name, say if you say name 3 women from the 80s.
Yeah, but I feel like women are probably harder to name. There was like less of them, so
so this one, You Came, got to number 3.
Great song.
Bomb the Bass, Don't Make Me Wait, number 6.
These are quite high charting. We've only had like that number 42.
Yeah,
all the rest have been like, you know, up there.
Then we have the debut of Brother Beyond, the original Take That sort of manufactured band.
Do you know what I wrote about them? And like, I don't know whether I would have said exactly the same thing when we discussed them. Because obviously I've said doing these compilations, I'm revisiting people that maybe I forgot about in a way, or I might have put as a miss, and then I'm listening to their big songs and thinking, oh, no, I like them. But obviously if you have the whole discography, it's a bit different. But these ones, I wrote in my notes, they are like your boy band. And I feel like they were like those, like, not a proper boy band because they don't play instruments, but you know that stereotypical boy
dance
band.
Group.
In
the late 90s, 2000.
Yeah.
Your Blues, your Five, not so much McFly Busted, they play. But Take That, although Gary Barlow did play the piano, but they were more dance band. But yeah, Five, Blue. Yeah, so Brother Beyond were probably the first.
Yeah.
Sort of that sort of. They were from the.
We discussed them, but yeah.
So yeah. And they got to number 2 with the Harder.
Great song. That was the only standout song. That was the only standout song. Yeah.
And then we have the Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. So they were originally number when they originally bought it out in 1969.
Originally,
number three, when they bought it out in 1969. It was used in a beer ad, so advertising after Levi's are suddenly big with music. I mean, I remember I bought Freeze. I can't remember what it was called now, but it was a Wrigley's Spearmint Gum soundtrack for, you know, on the advert. Well, this is from a beer ad. I don't know what the beer was, to be honest. So it was re-released because it had been used in a beer ad, and it got to number one. Yep. That's your third number one.
Them.
There you go.
Heard of the Hollies?
No, well, they're from the 1960s. 1969 originally out.
That's a joke. That.
And it's another one where the older tracks are still doing well, and it done better second time round with a different audience than it did in the first time. Recorded.
And then is that because of a beer ad?
Yes. So all the number ones were on the first cassette.
Oh, I was just about to say that. You're telling me there's no number ones on cassette two.
No. As we move over to cassette two. Oh, just so you know as well, we've said about, I think we mentioned it last week. I've said, obviously, the fact about this volume is that it was number one on both charts.
Yeah.
And it's the only one. It's also only the second album to use rock along with number two.
To use what?
Roman numerals. Roman numerals on the cover.
Oh, yeah, I did point that out last week, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes.
So on the cover, which is like a rocket, it's got the Roman numerals for 13.
So that's the only one
other than number two that used it.
Oh, yeah, because the two had the thing.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Do you think it's because 13's unlucky?
I guess unlucky, yeah. It's the only thing I can think. They didn't want to put 13, so they put X and III.
Interesting.
So, yes. So it's the last time Roman numerals were used. And as I say, it's only the second was used before. Okay, moving on to cassette two.
Yeah.
Side three, eight tracks, The Fat Boys and Chubby Checker. So Chubby Checker initially released this in 1960 and got to number 18.
Right, okay.
So The Fat Boys, who I never heard of again.
No, I was meant to write that.
We've done it with Chubby Checker. I don't even know if he was still alive.
Okay.
So The Twist and Yo Twist got to number two. So again, an old song doing much better than previously.
Yeah. That is a catchy song, though. It was,
The Wee Papa Girl Rappers, who were like America's version of Salt and Pepper, with We Rule, and that got to number six.
Mm. Do you know what? Having this one and then your next one, Salt and Pepper, I was like, I do like these rapping hip hoppy ones. I don't like full on hip hop, but this style I do like. So I enjoyed these two.
Let's see how they do. So this is the British version of the rappers and Pepper with Twist and Shout. And they got to number four. They did do better.
Oh. Yeah.
We then go on to Yellow with The Race. Dun, 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 dun. I love it.
Quite iconic. It's not really for me, but I did recognise it. And like you are like, okay, but
and it got to number seven.
Okay.
I don't know if that done better than Oh Yeah, which was their song from Ferris Bueller's Day Off at the end of the credits. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You need to live. I think you had yellow.
So I was going to say, yeah, I would have had it.
You would have had it because we did do them. But I don't know if this was maybe their biggest hit, thinking about it. Because they didn't have a lot of hits really over here. I mean, I have got their album because I do like them.
See, I'll put you down as that type of
style. Boss Stitch was another one of theirs. That didn't come anywhere. No, they didn't release over here. So yeah, they didn't really have a lot of hits, but The Race was their biggest. This was their biggest hit.
So maybe I've not heard Oh Yeah.
No, maybe not. So you need to listen to it.
Okay. Get that one written down.
It's definitely on their album because I've got it. So yeah, moving on. Inner City featuring Kevin Saunderson, Big Fun, and that got to number 8.
Really good song. I've really enjoyed listening to that one.
So now we have the first song that really is, I suppose, to do with drugs, in a sense. So drugs is now a big thing. Yeah. And I can't remember when Grange Hill done their Just Say No, because that was a storyline where someone addicted to drugs and hence Just Say No, which was a big thing because drugs was now coming main quite, you know, with the parties, the acid parties. And all of that. And this was a song which obviously with the house, the way the rave house. People go to fields. So what you'd call a festival. And they were, because of drugs and that, they were secretive. They weren't advertised. You'd find out through a friend of a friend of a friend, and that's and everyone then turn up so that the police didn't know and things like that. And this is the sort of music that they'd have played. And this is D-Mob and Gary Haseman. We call it Assy. And that got to number 3.
Mad that, because...
And that's where the yellow sun with a happy face picture of which was associated with yellow circle, black dot dot and a smiley face.
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
So that's that was the symbol for...
Right, okay.
And, that's what was on the cover of this single.
Right, that makes
sense. We then have Beatmasters and P.P. Arnold with Burn It Up, which I actually did buy. I did enjoy it. I only got to number 14. Burn It Up.
See, it weren't awful. And I said that about like all the hip hop and house on here weren't awful. But I was just like, all right, you're repetitive. You know me, a bit repetitive. I'm like, nah, I need a mixer. Yeah. But yeah, weren't, could have been better.
I think I liked it because it wasn't fully house.
It weren't like
80s, you know, with the sound of it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I get that.
And then we have Milli Vanilli. Obviously, we've spoken enough about them when we did their episode. Girl, You Know It's True. And they were number 3.
So that was nearly my standout song as well. I do really like Milli Vanilli, but then you know about Milli Vanilli. And it's like, oh, well, I don't really like Milli Vanilli because you're not. So, their ones, I didn't forget about them because I feel like their scandal means that you can't forget about them.
Yeah, not being able to sing.
But I did obviously forget like the specific songs. So when I listened to that, I was like, oh, yeah. And that was nearly a standout, but I've chosen it. We've not got to my standout yet.
Okay. So even though there was no number one on that track, they were all top 10 apart from the Beatmark. Which is funny enough, the one single out of all those I bought. So there we go.
You didn't help it much.
No. Side 4, 8 tracks. Level 42, Heaven in My Hands. not really one of their better ones.
No,
and it showed it in the charts. It only got to number 12.
Yeah, I thought that about that. When I was listening to it, I was like, oh, this isn't the best one.
Jane Wildlin, Rush Hour, also number 12.
Didn't think much of it.
No, and I don't know why it's on here. There's a few that I don't know why they're on here. That big one of them. Level 42 is probably another one, although they were known for their hits. And Hue and Cry, probably another one.
Yeah, that
weren't
one of their best ones either.
No. The Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. It wasn't even a top 10 hit. It got to number 11.
Yeah, all right. It's got a one in it. It's got two ones in it. Better than number one.
Probably on their downward slope now.
That number one, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Probably on their downward slope now. It is their fourth consecutive appearance for Tapao, Secret Garden. Only got to number 18.
Standout song. I think I'm becoming a fan of Tapao, but I think I said that last week.
Yeah.
I do like a bit of Tapao.
Well, if you like something that's not even charted, well, I think people would just, they went out and bought the album. I was one of those. I went out.
Yeah.
I'll let you borrow it if you've got a cassette player.
never owned one.
Thought that might be the case. So
on Spotify.
Okay, you download it. Okay.
I will. I'll be a modern.
Then we have Transvision Vamp, I Want Your Love. And that got to number 5.
Another good one that is.
And then we have a really weird one. The Human League, and yes, we all know how good they are, but Love Is Matter wasn't one of their betters, and it got to number 41.
You've skipped one.
So I have, sorry.
I mean, like, yeah, it is weird. This, I don't like this Duran Duran song, and then you play the Human League. I'm like, no. Duran Duran best.
And then we have Duran Duran. I Don't Want Your Love. And that got to number 14.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that weren't a big one of that. I was like,
And then we have a very weird one. The Human League. Now, we all know how usually. And Love Is All That Matters. Number 41.
Oh, another one in the top 40.
Yeah.
That's doing this compilation tape.
Yeah, them and Hue and Cry.
Yeah.
I'm not even in the 40, so yeah.
40. Mad.
And then we have, finishing it off, All About Eve. And we know about them and what happened with them at Top of the Pops when the song was, because obviously at Top of the Pops they mime. And the song's playing, and they're both sitting there because they were just on a stool, and they didn't hear it in their earpiece, not on the top, and they couldn't hear nothing. And the track's playing away without them.
And even moving their lips.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Yeah.
But the actual song got to number 10.
And I will say, that was a nice end. What a nice end to an album.
So just some notes on this side. So Salt and Pepper, they had theirs was a cover of Ernie and the Top Notes. So with Tristan Shout, which is obviously another a bit like the Trist. 1960. That was and was recorded a year later by the Isley Brothers. We've had them before already. We mentioned them.
I
can't remember who that was for now. I'm trying to look. It's the Christians, Harvest for the World. They also done Tristan Shout, and it was their first top 20 on the US Billboard chart.
Fair enough.
So house music, as I've said, was now becoming very popular, And we saw that with Inner City, D-Mob, Beatmasters, all featuring on this now episode volume, whatever you want to call it. As I say, All About Eves was the folk song, which is as much known for their appearance of Top of the Pops as well as it was for the single itself.
Yeah. But was it? I did really enjoy that
Regarding the 2022 re-release, only one song didn't appear on that was on here, and it was a number one. And it's probably because of the right, bearing in mind it was a cover. And that was Phil Collins, A Groovy Kind of Love. So it could have been because of...
Okay.
It could have been because it was a cover, or it could have been because of Buster soundtrack.
Yeah.
I don't know who had the license in. I'm guessing it would have been the original writers. So, who knows? But it wasn't on the re-release.
Okay.
Obviously, as I said already when I was talking to Powell, this was their fourth consecutive appearance. So regarding some of the tracks I would have probably not had on, you're probably looking at Hue and Cry.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put
Human League.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Jane Wilding.
Yeah, probably that or Level 42. But yeah, probably
I didn't
mind
Level 42, but yeah. Duran's so there was on it.
Yeah, so there were three very big tracks that didn't appear for some reason on here or the Hits tape, Hits album.
Okay, that were out.
And they were
time that could have made
Pet Shop Boys, Domino Dancing. That was brought out in this.
Pet Shop Boys haven't really been in it though.
And they weren't on here or the Hits album. No, not really. U2 with Desire. That was bought out and was a hit. They didn't appear. And again, they're not a band that have been really on the compilations.
No, they've not.
And lastly, someone who was big and she did appear, I think I did say. Oh, no, I didn't say. No, she wasn't. She wasn't on the Hits tape. It was Angry Anderson with Suddenly, which was from The Wedding. Well, Kylie Minogue had Locomotion and Je Ne Sais Quoi. Bought out around this time, and either of those, definitely Locomotion, could have been on here.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, the Locomotion has just been announced today. Obviously, we are recording a bit behind when it would be released on Prince Charles. Prince
Charles.
What do you call it? Prince Charles. Oh, sorry, King Charles. King Charles. Oh, yeah. We're not that bad. We're not that ahead. No, he's king. He's king. He's just put out a Commonwealth playlist of his favourite songs of people from the Commonwealth. And obviously representing Australia is Kylie, and it is Locomotion. So, and that song could have been on this. And I, there's no reason why for those three, I'd have replaced with those Pet Shop Boys, you two, and
those so, yeah. would fit in.
That brings us to the end of Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 13.
Yeah.
So, first of all, what was your favourite side?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Where's it gone? Half forgot about this bit. Bear with. So, my favourite one was side one.
Good. That's the razor one.
Yeah. Then it was side... two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then Kim Wilde,
Baba Beyond, Art of Noise, Bobby McFerrin, Phil Collins. Yeah.
Then side four.
And the house side last.
Although I did really like Inner City. That one. And I did really like Milli Vanilli, but the other ones on side three. And I do like, you know, Twist and Shout by Salt and Pepper, but they're not as much my cup of tea.
No. Okay. And then we come to the actual whole compilation. Marks out of 10.
We're going an
8.5.
I just thought everything about this one, and as much as, you know, there are some songs on there that are like, oh, why are you on it? But as a whole, the whole compilation works. It flows. I weren't ever like, what are you doing here? Like, it was more like, oh, you're not a big one. I don't enjoy you as a song with your artist, but it fit. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, 8.5, yeah, that was a good one.
8.5.
And it's got some really good iconic songs on there that I'm like, yeah.
So it's level two, joint second,
yep,
with now 9 and still behind now 3.
It is hard. I don't know if anything's good. I don't know whether we're ever going to get a 10 out of 10. I think 10 out of 10, that's a lot, isn't it? I'd have to like everything. Yeah. And also, I don't think we're going to get another 9. I don't think I'm going to be as impressed. It's really hard to compare to my number 9.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see, though. There's still time.
Yeah. Okay. So next week. Now.
14. Okay. Very plain. 32.
Very plain. 32
songs.
It's the logo. 32 songs.
It's just a spotlight, isn't it? And we have got. Oh, Mark Allman. We've not had him yet, have we? Featuring Gene Pitney, Phil Collins, Erasure, Bananarama, oh no, I remember these, Lananini Nunu, I remember them, Yaz, Simple Minds, Roy Orbison, no, don't recognise that name, Paula Abdul, Brother Beyond, S Express, Kim Wilde, INXS, plus many more. We've not had INXS either.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've only just started. So that is.
Ooh! Just with those names, I'm like, okay. I mean, Lananini Nunu, I don't think I was a fan of. And I think you were, and I was like, nah, you're a bit odd. But those names, I'm like, okay. You're giving good vibes for those names. Isn't there any awful humans on there? Yeah.
Okay.
We will see.
So, that is for next week. That is it for now. 13.
Yes, it
a
is.
A good, strong 8.5 out of 10. And next week we'll be over to the compilation.
Yeah. Change of the charts.
Yes. Okay. Right. So, until next week, bye-bye.
Bye, Dad.